afternoon and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. We are Wednesday and the 8th day of July, moving through summer far too fast. It's my pleasure to be your host, Barbara Jean, on Born on the 4th of July. We talk about a lot of different topics to try to get the mix right so we have the understanding of this great and wondrous day in which we live. 2009, 8 years since 9/11. 2009, it speaks for the spontaneity and spirit of this great nation that we have survived as well as we have. As a follow-up, we should check on where we are on the issues here. Are we going to be able to continue to trust our government and carry on? Do we like, as citizens, the fact that we are being considered as a merger with other nations? We spoke a little bit about that the other day, yesterday, and I just want, as a follow-up, to suggest that here we are. We have writers from Canada and other countries suggesting that the North American integration is a deep-rooted agenda. And it's still functioning, though sort of below the radar, and certainly below the acknowledgement of the media. We found and said yesterday, and I would urge that you might call and get in touch with your particular representatives in regard to a North American Leaders Summit, which is scheduled for August 8th and 11th, and ask if our leaders indeed will be using tax dollars to go to this affair. And exactly how open it is to the public for their discerning of what is going on there. I just recall that when I made inquiry to the activity of our governor in his visit hurriedly as soon as he was in office to Mexico and had an entourage of different leaders with him and the schedule of the meeting, I inquired as to exactly what would be helpful and what would be learned and how many of those news conferences and the meetings could they attend as the news people representing Utah. None. All closed meetings for Governor Huntsman and then Vicente Fox. So this would be a good inquiry to see what you could do about having this happen. Do you need to know about this? Will tax dollars from the Congress be available to find out this information? Do you have a right to know? Maybe that's the best thing to ask. It's time now for people to maybe make their wishes known. We're citizens. We have a right to know. Maybe it could be helpful if you as a citizen understood what's being planned for you. Where are your rights and when do they begin and when do they end? Is this just my philosophy that I'm worried about? Am I just someone who's saying, hey, wait a minute, this is a little bit dangerous here. We don't think this is so good. Or are there others? How could it be that a Congress is so willing to sign on to trade agreements that take away your manufacturing base? It could become for you just a matter of subtraction. If you do well without a manufacturing base in your country, so be it. It's up to you.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Returning to the whirl of the world around you and what you should know as a citizen of the United States of America. Just a reminder, and then we'll go to today's program, that meetings were held in May of this year in Atlanta, and former Mexican President Vicente Fox at that meeting called for a new era of North American collaboration. Are you on board? Are you ready? This is happening. And his quote is, if we are together, the U.S. and Mexico and Canada, no doubt will be number one, the number one economy, the number one market, the number one consumer market in the world. He also said, my dream is that we will not have a border, end quote. So in Utah, we have an organization that is called Utah Minuteman Project. And this hour, we're going to talk with Eli and ask him how it's going here in Utah for the Minuteman Project. Good afternoon and welcome to Born on the 4th of July.
Thank you, Barbara Jean. So nice to speak with you again, ma'am.
Oh, you bet. It's fun to know you and to watch your work and your vitality. Utah has done some good things of late, and maybe you could enumerate what's happening here with SB 81 or our sheriffs or the Patrick Caucus.
Patrick Henry Caucus?
Yes,
I would agree that things are looking up just a bit. They're not as dismal as they looked, you know, even 6 or 8 months ago, and it's been a long road. Those people who are familiar with Utah politics and the efforts for confronting the invasion here in Utah will know that this bill, SB 81, was finally enacted on the 1st of July, exactly a week ago, and that it was more than a year and a half in production, so to speak, as the politicians vetted it, talked about it, and tried to pander to all sides as it wound its way through the process and was finally enacted. We were able to finally get it done, and we're looking forward to seeing what kind of effect it will have. The Patrick Henry Caucus is something that I'm not intimately familiar with, but I agree 100% with the goals of the organization, which is basically to make sure at a legislative level that states throughout the nation are able to hold on to and take back some of the sovereignty that has been confiscated by the draconian policies of the federal government, not to mention enticements and lures thrown our way in an effort to suborn precisely that sovereignty. So these are kind of a couple of things that are going on. We've also been confronting here at a local level the police chief and the mayor of Salt Lake City, who are intent on suborning the law and not contributing to the defense of our nation, and who have made it clear that they do not care about citizens. They would rather pander to illegal aliens and the businessmen who hire them in an effort to destroy our sovereignty and the meaning of citizenship. So we've held a couple of rallies in the last 2 or 3 months to oppose that effort, and we're looking forward to getting more people on board with this as we move forward to confront these treacherous individuals and institutions here in Utah.
In very powerful position.
Oh, yes.
It's amazing, isn't it, that the people that you would think that would be right on board with anything that would defend the state from disaster or economic giveaway would be a mayor of a major city or the police chief of a major city. Not the case here in Utah, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that, but I would like also for you to share your opinion on Salt Lake City as to whether it is indeed a sanctuary city or not, and let the listeners far and wide across this nation know of you as a Minuteman and your concern over Salt Lake City. So if you'll identify Salt Lake as you think it to be, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the police chief.
Yes, there's no question in my mind that Salt Lake City is a sanctuary city. And it's a sanctuary city because the mayor and the police chief and other officials, including the Office of Diversity in the mayor's office, have made every attempt to make sure that the laws are not enforced relative to illegal immigrants. They're, of course, applied very strongly against citizens and legal residents who break the laws, but when it comes to the laws being enforced against the illegal aliens, the invaders of our nation, the nefarious forces that are polluting our fair state and our fair city, nothing is to be done because they not only provide cheap labor, but because they're poor and brown and starving, and they deserve our mercy and the largesse of our treasury. It's a sad situation, and you may ask, well, what laws? What laws are they not going to be enforcing? Well, one of the laws that they have opted out of is part of this bill, SB 81, and it's a 287G provision that merely allows the cross-certification of local law enforcement officers with ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and access to their databases so that when they do come across them in their ordinary daily work that the police do, that they can refer them to ICE and get them taken away out of the jails and promptly deported. There are other laws that the police chief and Mayor Becker do not regard as being laws that should be enforced against illegal aliens. One of them is identity theft. It's very clear that identity theft relative to Sanctuary Burbank and Sanctuary Becker are not illegal. Neither is document fraud. Neither is welfare fraud. Neither is tax fraud, all of which are committed by every single illegal alien who gets a job here in Utah or anywhere else. They're all committed. They have to be committed in the process of becoming employed. And the police chief and Mayor Becker obviously don't consider those as being crimes, and they have no intention of enforcing them against illegal aliens, just against citizens.
It's unbelievable. You know, you
it
think
is.
It's almost unbelievable, but it is real. And
yes.
Once again, as we draw the connection between this movement internationally between countries and leaders meeting in Georgia earlier, as we just noted, and they're having these little gatherings and getting together and setting the stage for this ridiculous attitude of the mayor and the police chief of Salt Lake City, I just want to remind you that the chambers of commerce, locally and nationally and internationally, are part of this picture. They're in La La Land thinking that maybe they would consider this parameter of security around the whole continent. One would beg to ask, is the mayor and or the police chief, are they part of that picture? Are they taught or are they told that this is what they should consider and not the local concern for protection of the individual citizen? I say they are connected. Now, I would like to share just briefly with the listeners far and wide what was the presentation of Chris Burbank in newsprint on none other than July 4th, 2009, in the opinion section of the Salt Lake Tribune. Now, you've heard what he won't do for the citizens. Listen to his rhetoric and then get a bit of the picture. He speaks as he begins his article about the experience of visiting the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. And he talks of the image of a Nazi soldier standing with a German police officer. And then he also cites the same picture in the Holocaust Museum in Israel. And then he says, the Nazi propaganda and hatred effort did not begin with imprisonment and genocide. It was instituted declaring the criminality of those deemed inferior. Laws were developed and regulations restricting movement, mandating identification, and limiting human rights were also passed. Co-opting the trusty local police was instrumental in enforcement of those laws. Unfortunately, throughout history, local law enforcement has been an extremely effective arm of oppression. How many individuals in the United States were lynched? And he goes on from there. And then he talks about the essential duty of modern law enforcement is to protect the civil rights of individuals while providing for the safety of all communities we serve without bias. Asking local police agencies to enforce federal immigration laws, as Utah's new law does, is contrary to our mission, marginalizes significant segments of the population, and complicates and ultimately harms effective community policing. Police officers should not engage in civil immigration enforcement. He is flaunting the law, and he has been noted to say in front of Hispanic audiences that this law is racially motivated, and he will not deputize to enforce the law. That is the sheriff of Salt Lake. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecretstoyouth.com. That's learnthesecretstoyouth.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Well, hi there, and welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. So the Utah State Legislature passes a bill, SB 81. It languishes for a year and a half, and now it went into effect July 1, 2009, after a year and a half delay and analyzation. And the chief of police is saying, hey, no, I won't do that. We'll not deputize, and I will not go after the scrutiny of skin color. It is racially motivated enforcement action, and I will not participate. And in addition to that, we have a strike force that's supposed to help enforce all this, a new strike force, HB 64, gets about $900,000 from stimulus funds. And so tell me how all that's going to work, Eli.
Well, I'd first like to comment about the attitude of Mr. Burbank. And a little bit earlier you mentioned the linkage between these local elites who want to pose as defenders of the victims, defenders of the innocent, defenders of the scapegoated. And this is the same kind of narcissism that, this is the same kind of narcissism that leads to dysfunctionality in terms of what is good for a community. You mentioned earlier, and you read his quote, and he talked about the different communities that make up Salt Lake City. Well, as far as I'm concerned, we have one community here in Salt Lake City, and we are all people. We are all citizens. We are all Americans. And by Sanctuary Burbank postulating that there are different communities, what he is really saying is that some communities are more equal than others, and that some communities merit extra sympathy for their civil rights and for their status as misfortunate than do other communities. And of course, the dividing line is what is the color of your skin. And so this this cretin, Sanctuary Burbank, who wants to come out and lambaste those of us who want the rule of law enforced, in fact, is implying that we that he needs to discriminate among his communities on the basis of skin color and defend and protect those people whom he deems worthy of protection and not defend others. So it sounds to me like that's the racist policy, the racist thinking against which he just inveighed in his quote, in his magisterial quote from the Salt Lake Tribune. So once again, you have something that's so common here in United States and, you know, here in Utah is that those people who are supposed to be colorblind, who are supposed to follow the law and enforce the law, are in fact setting up a regimen which discriminates on the basis of race in favor of those people who are not citizens. And that's in fact what Sanctuary Burbank and Sanctuary Becker, and in fact all elites do. And that's why I call them race mongers, because they're mongering one race and they're doing it against the rest of us. And so when you talk about these kind of things, you have to understand what their approach is. They have this narcissism that they indulge in that makes them feel better about themselves because they think they are righteously defending the helpless. When in fact what they are indulging in is not only outright racialism, if not outright racism, but they are in fact setting up a different standard of the law. Depending on who you are, the law does or does not get enforced. And that's what I seriously object to, not to mention, Barbara Jean, that when they do this, when they provide a sanctuary environment for these illegal aliens to move around in, to get jobs in, to get benefits in, and he actually stated that he has to defend their civil rights. That in itself is a benefit extended to this local community, this Hispanic community here. And what they are in fact doing is pouring money into the pockets of the organized crime cartels that smuggle these people in here. That's what they're doing. And so he can sit there and talk all he wants about the rule of law and about compassion and diversity or whatever he wants. But in fact, he is reinforcing the grip that these cartels have over the lives of the people that they exploit. And that is the bottom line. That's the consequence of his action. And let me tell you, the people who are the greatest cheerleaders for the race mongers, the diversity mongers like Becker and like Sanctuary Burbank, they are cheering him on because he's making money for them. That's the bottom line.
It is amazing. In his article, he has a paragraph, and for those about across this nation, he's looking to the origin of Utah, and this is what, here again, the police chief of Salt Lake City includes in his article. It is pointedly ironic that the state of Utah, founded by Mormon pioneers who immigrated to the region seeking religious freedom and escape from local government persecution, has chosen to assume a negative and biased position toward immigrants and all individuals different from the majority. So that paragraph alone substantiates your assessment and comments in just briefly a few seconds ago.
Yes.
How could he do that? I mean, this to me, I'm reading this and I think, how did the Tribune let him get away with that? This is wrong foundation. It's a totally different perspective. We're talking about legal as against illegal. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Returning to Born on the 4th of July, today's guest this hour, Eli Colley, and he represents Utah Minuteman Project. The title of the editorial in the opinion section Saturday, July 4th, 2009, New Immigration Law Sets Dangerous Precedent by Chris Burbank, Chief of Police, Salt Lake City. I want to remind the listener that in April, he met with a group of Hispanics and discussed the chilling impact and declared that he would not enforce the new law. I would ask you, how does he get away with not enforcing the law, Eli?
You don't mind if I laugh uproariously, Barbara Jean?
Well, as you hold on to that thought, I would just like the listeners to also be aware of what else we get in our papers, and we wonder how we can hang on to sanity. And before I leave the quote that I meant for everyone to share about the Utah and being founded by the Mormon pioneers, that particular paragraph, ladies and gentlemen, will enter the hearts of many Mormons here in Utah who are pious, good-hearted, and very obedient, and it will close their mouths and their minds to thinking this is an issue in which they should participate. So here we go. Now, this is dated July 1, 2009. Utah faith leaders urge repeal of SB 81, and the picture is significant. You see about 10 or 14 people in pews with their heads bowed. Faithful gather during an interfaith service to lament the bill, SB 81, at the Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church in Salt Lake City. Then this was replayed with this same picture reduced in the News of the Week section at the end of the week. And then we were reminded that the strains of an oboe were played as people spoke in regard to SB 81. So yes. How can we enforce the law here?
Well, in answer to your question, Sanctuary Burbank and the rest of the compassion, well, I mean, he's no compassion monger because he is a compassion monger, but is he compassionate? No. He and the Zion Lutherans and the LDS people, the Catholics, everybody who's sitting here mongering compassion for these people are in fact dumping millions and millions of dollars into the pockets of the organized crime cartels as they sit there and whine plaintively about the misfortune that these people that they're welcoming to their pews are suffering. And it's astounding, Barbara Jean. As far as the good LDS people, there are a lot of good people everywhere, and we all want to have compassion for human beings. But my question when does compassion approximate national suicide? That's the real question, because according to Sanctuary Burbank and according to these other compassion mongers in Zion Lutheran Church and whatnot, our citizenship isn't important. We are all united by our humanity, but citizenship means nothing, and following the rule of law means nothing. Matter of fact, what only means something is if you happen to be poor, brown, and want a better life. And if that's the case, then you're more than welcome to come to Utah and invade our state, invade our cities, and take what you want with both hands, and the elites will support you in it. That's the bottom line, and it's really sad because what they're in fact doing is they are tearing our nation apart. They are participating in the evisceration of our sovereignty as a national, as a nation, as a state, and as a community. And that's what's happening, because when you go out in the community and you talk about illegal immigration, people are getting increasingly upset. You know that's the case, Barbara Jean. You know it's
yes.
the case. And
yes,
And often they're not so much concerned about the crimes that I mentioned, ID theft, document fraud, tax fraud, welfare fraud, rent subsidy fraud, those kind of things. What they're concerned about is the deluge of foreign culture, foreign practices, foreign values, un-American influences that are coming into our communities and rotting like cancer, rotting them and destroying them from within. And that, in fact, is what people are so upset about. It can be as simple as plastering Spanish and only Spanish on a government office, the DMV, for example, or plundering our resources through identity theft and document fraud at the state Medicaid and the Medicare offices, or over the DWS, things like that. Or you can go into a neighborhood and you have piles and piles of junk where formerly you had a nice, neat yard. These are the things that people are upset about.
And their voices don't seem to be heard.
No compassion for them, Barbara Jean. No compassion for them.
No big spread in the paper. We have Gary in California. Would you like to join with us? Gary, welcome.
There is. They do talk about us. They call us racist, bigots, homophobes, you name it. That's how they talk about us. Just because we're paying the bill, we're to shut up.
Right.
There was one thing I would like to bring forth that you might have forgotten about. Over here, I'm in San Diego, so we have Sanctuary City here.
Yes.
The police won't enforce the law. The mayor says it's not, but it is. They won't enforce the law here. I mean, we had Prop 187 here in California where one judge in San Francisco, a black judge, by the way, you want to talk about race, that said that this was unconstitutional. But then Arizona has it, and it's been taken to the Supreme Court, and it is constitutional. Why aren't they enforcing that here? But I want to talk about this plaque, because you're talking about how they're trying to make the Mormons feel guilty. Well, they better go back and check out their founders, because here in California, right over here in San Diego, there's a plaque on the ground that talks about the Mormons and their army and their people that came down and helped us drive the Mexicans back into Mexico where they belonged. They were trying to do like they're doing today. They were trying to overtake California and take the land. They were
right.
Doing it, of course, with soldiers. Then now they found out a new way of doing it. And
yes.
They're doing the same thing. So the Mormons don't have to be ashamed. Remember, when they came into that land, they came into there and they did groups, and a lot of them died and a lot of them suffered. I'm not a Mormon, but I know the 49ers did that also. We
right.
all died and suffered to give us what we have today. Now to sit down and let a people like this police chief that you have there try and make you feel guilty. Wait a minute, but I'm going to try and make you feel guilty because you see the last people that committed treason and tyranny like this was the Rosenbergs, and they put them in the gas chamber. This guy is—he needs to have his neck fitted.
Well, I don't think it's by accident that he begins with Nazi Germany.
Yes.
I think that is absolutely wicked. And I also would like to tell the listeners far and wide, just recently, within a year or so, and I don't have it exact, but I do recall he went on a training mission to Israel. And there were pictures of him in the paper with officers, military, and Mossad, I believe, right in one of our local papers as he was being trained also in Israel earlier, maybe this year or within the last 2 years, our own Chris Burbank. And you have to ask yourself, why do we need our police chiefs to have training in Israel?
Well, Barbara Jean, I wanted to ask another question. If you remember correctly, we had a group that took over Russia. They were called the Bolsheviks. They never preached to that because a lot of your Bolsheviks are now down in Israel. And those Bolsheviks had police standing on corners, killing people, arresting people. Also, those Bolsheviks slaughtered, before 1932, over 30 million Ukrainians. We don't have a Holocaust or have anything that talks about that. That's all kept very quiet. You know, but now we have these Mexicans coming in here, and we want to raise Cain. We want to talk racism. You know, that's what Eli was talking there. It appeared like another form of what they call affirmative action. If you're brown and you come in here, and if anybody says anything about your stealing and your criminality, we'll call them racist. And we've already made them feel bad about being racist, so they won't say nothing.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Gary. And I might point out that by Sanctuary Burbank's equating the patriotism and love of country of people like you and I with the Nazi ideology, he is morally inveighing against the whole idea of sovereignty as individuals and of states.
Here's the thing on Nazi. See, a lot of people, they just hear something and that's what they run with. It's like if I say fascist, you automatically think of Hitler. Fascism didn't come out of Germany. Fascism was an Italian thing. Now, you think of Nazi, that's National Socialist. Isn't that what we're in right now, a socialist state? It's the same thing.
Yes, that's right.
If you say it in Germany, or if you say it in German, it's Nazi. You say it in American, it's Barack Obama.
Well, when you say Nazi, I think of Ted Kennedy, so...
the same thing. These guys, it's socialism. That's what it means. It means
right.
National Socialist Party. That's
exactly right.
What Nazi
that's exactly
means.
Right.
So you take that same thing and you just say, and you can make the comparison. I mean, I called Barbara Jean yesterday or the day before yesterday, and I explained to her I was coming down from a Minuteman camp thing that we had, and all of a sudden the Border Patrol are 3 miles up on the freeway blocking it, making you check, are you a U.S. citizen? Yeah. And then they made us pull over and they checked our trunk, which, I know all the things I could say to stop them from doing, well, it would just cause me a lot of problems. But you know, they don't have a right to do that. But they're doing it. And
right.
this is what's happening right here. Now, what do you call that? Isn't that what the Nazis, so-called National Socialists, called Nazis? Isn't that what they did in Germany? Isn't that what the Bolsheviks did in Russia? They
yes.
did the exact same thing, and that's happening right here. I mean, do they have a right to pull you over and ask you for your to see if you have a driver's license? Do they have a right to just pull you over and see if you have insurance on your car? No, but they do it. They set up roadblocks using those as excuses. And the cronies sitting in the Supreme Court of this country have allowed that to take place.
Right. Yeah. And you know, it's one thing to be invaded. And that's, you know, that's pretty much the practice over the course of history as we understand it. But there hasn't been more than just two or three instances in all of history where invasions were assisted, were reinforced, were implemented by the elites that reside in the country. And that's, in fact, what Sanctuary Burbank and Sanctuary Becker are a part of. They see the entire picture, that they're seeing the vast expanse of the universe. But really, what they are frogs at the bottom of a well, and clear at the very, very, very point, all they see is a point of light, and that's the only thing that they can focus on. When in fact, we are being invaded, our culture is being destroyed, our civilization is being suborned by traitors from within. And I have no doubt that people like Sanctuary Burbank are the willing foot soldiers of some of the forces, the inimical forces that are out there doing away with the American nation. And that's the way I feel about it. And people are increasingly coming to that point where every time they turn around, there is an illegal alien.
Nazi Germany and the communism, which are the same thing, didn't die. It just moved
right
to here. Now, here in San Diego, I shared this with Barbara Jean, I think, last week. Here in San Diego, we have a guy that just got appointed sheriff who was his name is Gore. You might have heard of him, William Gore. He was the head FBI agent in charge of the slaughter that took place at Ruby Ridge.
Oh, yes.
And he is now, by our county board of supervisors, been appointed sheriff to this county. William Gore.
Oh, man.
A guy, and he's already did some of that since he's been an undersheriff here. We have some people who are putting together a little fundraiser in their house in a well-to-do area. And next thing you know, here comes the sheriff's into the house. You know, this comes on it, no warrant, no nothing. And this person asks this person for ID in her own home. And she says, I don't have to give you my ID. I give you my name. Slams her to the ground, you know, pepper spraying everybody. Hey. This guy has not changed.
Yes,
I mean, if he's willing to go up there and kill a woman carrying her child and shoot a child and then shoot another man and then Randy Weaver, do you think he's going to hesitate about breaking into your house?
No, and not only that, but he will be celebrated and feted by the elite like Sanctuary Burbank because they're all of the same stripe.
That's correct. These people are... Well, it's the oligarchy. This is what they're doing. And the oligarchy in Russia, a lot of them, before they got caught, they run to Israel, and they're protected there.
Okay. We appreciate your input. We have another caller, so we're going to move on. But thank you very much. And the visual of being stopped in California to have your truck inspected for no reason is a very chilling entry into this conversation. Before we move on, and our time always goes so fast, I wanted to get your opinion, Gary, on the strike force, HB 64, and exactly what that will be under the aegis of the Attorney General, and he says he's already personally hired because they now have the money, $900,000 being funded by stimulus money. Could you tell me what that will mean? Because
yes.
We have had a reluctant dragon in the Attorney General up to this point on enforcement of the law against illegal entry.
Yes, you're talking about Mr. Shurtleff, who is going to be running for the U.S. Senate here next year. The law HB 64 basically allows for a task force to be set up between the Attorney General's office, local police jurisdictions, and Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers who will focus on the worst elements in the, I say, in the criminal criminal enterprises that are run that involve
gangs.
But not only gangs. Ostensibly, this is going to be focusing very heavily on identity theft. It's going to be focusing on document fraud. But it will, and the additional, what goes along with that, of course, is human trafficking. So those are the three major components that are involved. And of course, the overall purpose is to target the organized crime cartels, the very same organized crime cartels that Shurtleff and Burbank and Becker and many, many others are actively pouring money into their pockets.
That's the problem. We'll be right back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
You have been introduced to Eli Calley of the Minuteman Project of Utah. a very, very brave and important man for all of us across this country. I would like to extend my personal gratitude and those of many others for your vitality and energy. Isn't it interesting? Why do I think of corruption and why do I think of New York when I consider HB 64? Would it be prudent to put powerful people in charge of a strike force and then carry on to a certain degree the same terrible activities that are now occurring and yet look upon some, do a bit of enforcement and carry on? Why would I think that way? Back to you, Eli.
Because you see the whole picture. You're not a frog at the bottom of the well, Barbara Jean. In fact, you do see the broad expanse of the entire scene, and that is that we are under attack. America is under invasion. We are being destroyed from without by illegal aliens, by nation states inimical to our nation, and by treachery and betrayal by elites from within across the board. And that effort to undermine our sovereignty, to gut the traditional identity of America and its people has proceeded apace for a generation now. And specifically on this issue, it is so telling that people who claim to be so compassionate, who claim to care so much about people, are in fact engaged in at cross purposes relative to what the law has prescribed, what money has been allocated, and yet they are undermining their very efforts. And the only thing that I can put it down to is that they're either completely ignorant, which I don't buy, or they are willing participants in the destruction of our civilization. And that's how I see it. That's how I see it.
With high speed, right? High
yes.
speed. You know, it was interesting. I attended most of the interim committees. I think you attended some as well.
Yes.
That functioned all through 2008 to
yes.
December. And about in December, ladies and gentlemen, it really rolled together. And we had the scheduled meeting, and all of a sudden we needed another one. And that was put together as fast as can be. And when you got to that meeting, why, heavens above, there was this strike force all ready to go. There were other elements of legislation all ready to pass. And the people who testified about the fraud or the things that were really important, when the press went to interview anybody after the meeting, they could only speak to those who represented the Hispanics. I stood there and waited for someone to come forward and say, okay, one reporter even said, I want to talk to you. I need to speak with you. But he spent so much time with the Hispanic that there was no time. And
right.
the people who brought the actual fraud information to bear and to light, they were ignored.
Right. And you know, I don't want to gainsay the importance of the HB 64 bill and the task force that it sets up, because it will have impact on the worst criminal elements of the illegal alien community. But as far as addressing the entire problem, it's absent without leave.
We'll talk to you again real soon. Congratulations. Good luck to you in your efforts. You've been listening
to Barbara
Eli Cowley. Minuteman, Utah.
Bye-bye.
With recent